This is the Superhuman Channel, doing reps with the weight of the world.
The following paid program does not necessarily reflect the views or opinions of the staff and management of Tri-Scepter Productions or the Superhuman Channel. Tri-Scepter Productions and the Superhuman Channel are not responsible for any claims, warranties, or guarantees made during this program.
Prepare to experience the strongest radio allowable by law. Secrets will be revealed. Myths dispelled. From the studio gym where excuses never apply, it's Superhuman Radio with your host, Carl Lenore.
Hey, welcome back to Superhuman Radio. It's Monday. After a long week off for Thanksgiving, I'm back in the studio and it feels fantastic. And we're going to start the week off with a fantastic show. During the first hour, half hour, we're going to be joined by Dennis Eames to talk about his progress as a superhuman. Then we're going to change it up and talk about something that you know is near and dear to my heart when Brett Wilcox will join us, author of the book We're Monsanto, Feeding the World Lie After Lie. Really going to be a great discussion later in the show. You're not going to want to miss that. Let's get started right away with Dennis Eames. How you doing, Dennis?
I'm doing very well, Carl. Thank you for having me on the show.
My pleasure. Your story is nothing short of inspiring. We have a lot of people in this audience that will either relate or be helped by this discussion. You have had some goals of dropping some weight, but also sure. You train in a more strongman style. You train with another friend of the show, and that's Eric Fiorello, right?
Absolutely, yes.
Now, Eric, for those of you who don't know this, and Eric did a show with me, I want to say it was over a year ago, when he was going to Scotland, right?
He was getting ready, he was getting ready to do the Dinty Stones over in Scotland, and he was looking to go back to Iceland.
And he was going to do the, where is the how do you pronounce it? Husenfeld Stone?
Husenfeld Stone, yes.
Is that in Iceland or is that in Scotland?
No, it's actually in Husenfeld, Iceland.
Okay. And he was going there to, test his ability that this stone has been used to test the strength of many a man, over 100 years or so, right?
Hundreds of years, yeah.
You gotta pick the stone up and you gotta walk around the barrier of this, fenced off area. The stone weighs, a very, very, awkward size. How much is it?
418 pounds. It's 418, very awkward. It's a volcanic stone, so it's very smooth. So not only you gotta pick it up, you gotta walk around the scope pen in one shot to be considered what they call, full strong. If you lift it and drop it and pick it up again, they consider you half strong. So you really want to do it in one shot.
Yeah, but let's be honest, half strong isn't all that bad considering the number of men that. Now you lifted the stone yourself, right?
Yes. He and I went over in 2011, and I actually, it was the weather just wasn't right for me. So I had it lifted several times. I had it up off the ground, and if I held onto it well enough, I probably could have walked it around. But I had it lifted about 10 times.
Now, it was sleeting that day, right? It was literally sleeting. This is up on a mountain, a sort of a mountainous area, right?
Oh, yeah. It's a mountainous region of Iceland. I mean, if you got hurt, there's nothing to get to a hospital right away. So you're very remote. So we had, we went in November, it was raining, hailing, snowing, and sleeting all at the same time. And so the stone's already wet and slippery to begin with, so add those elements into it, it's a pretty good feat to actually just have it lifted. I felt pretty proud of myself to just having it off the ground.
I would say so, just having your hands on such a historic stone that has tested
absolutely.
The strength and will.
You feel the power in it from the many of the men that had gone before me. Over centuries.
Now, I have to imagine that the failed attempts allow the stone to be in different places at different times. So, in other words, if a guy is able to make it fully once around, he's going to put the stone back in the same area where he lifted it from. But the guys who make it a quarter of a turn or half a turn, then depends on when you get there where the stone will actually be, right?
That is correct. Yeah, you pick up from where it does lie. But I think most men that actually, if they go a quarter turn, they might take a while, but they're going to try to get it around all the way around at one point or another.
Do we know if Eric ever actually, and I didn't follow up with him, did he actually ever walk it all the way around?
In 11, he actually had the opportunity to do it.
That's awesome. Now, is there a book somewhere where you're recorded for history?
I mean, no, actually there isn't. Pretty much the only recording you have is what you bring with you as far as cameras and things of that nature.
Okay.
There's no, like over in Scotland, I believe you, if you do the Dinny Stones, they honor you by going over to the pub and having a drink with you. Scotland or Iceland does not have such a thing.
And of course, only we humans would consume alcohol after doing something so strenuous.
Of course, of course. You know, it's the best way to wind down after all that.
So now your training really, you focus more on this, more of a strongman type training. But then how long ago did you decide, you know, I'd like to lean out a little bit?
I've been wanting to do it for a while now. And I've been talking with Eric over, you know, putting little clips in his ear. You know, that I wasn't really happy and, you know, I wasn't feeling well with the weight and stuff. So,
now it's important to understand that Eric Fiorello trains other people, both, in those who want to be strong, and also those who want to lose weight, but obviously being strong is part of the equation with that as well, right?
Yes, yes. And this program actually was more of a combination of weight loss and maintaining the strength. So we didn't lose as much strength while we were losing the weight.
That has to be tough because most people complain that when they start to focus on weight loss, they give up strength. So you did not give up any strength, you feel?
I gave up very little. I mean, to be honest, there was some strength loss, but the way Eric designed this program was, you know, such a way that, you know, I could keep maintain most of that strength with me.
So once you decided that you wanted to lose weight, Eric put together a program but also suggested some other things that we're going to get into here.
Right.
Over what period of time did you go from your max weight to your current weight?
We started the program on July 1st of this year, and we just wrapped it up about 2 weeks ago. So, of course, of like, 5 months?
Yeah, okay.
We were doing it.
Okay, so over 5 months, how much weight did you lose?
I started at 267 on July 1st, the top level, and I'm down to 222, so...
How do you feel?
I feel awesome. I feel I got energy like you couldn't believe. I'm not depressed anymore. I'm very happy.
Were you dealing with depression at that time?
I was. I was a little bit. You know, in 2006 we did this similar routine, and I was feeling really good. And over the years, I just got lazy or whatnot and started packing on the weight. And you know, you're not moving around as much. Clothes don't fit right. You don't feel well. You get into a little bit of depression. So.
Yeah.
Definitely. Yeah.
And obviously, obesity leads to inflammation, and there's a lot of good research out there that now shows that some individuals develop depression as a result of inflammation because the body recognizes low-level inflammation as illness, and the body, when it's ill, wants you to lay down and relax, and this may be the onset of some depressive disorders they're finding out. So this makes perfect sense.
So, and I also have family history of, you know, we have diabetes in my family, heart problems, heart disease, high blood pressure, you know, things of that nature. So having that kind of weight doesn't really help me much either. So
that's right.
It was more of a health factor as well as a, you know, feeling good factor.
How easy did this 40 plus pounds come off for you?
What was that again? I'm sorry.
How easy did the 40 plus pounds actually come off?
Not as easy as I thought it was going to be, to be perfectly honest with you. You know, I'm a lot older now. I'm 43. When we first did, I was 36. So it was a little bit of in the beginning stages, it was a little more of a struggle for me. But Eric and I retooled everything, and, you know, I started responding better. So then once we started redoing some different things and he changed around the program a little bit, I started responding. And it started going pretty well. I was losing weight at a pretty standard rate. So.
Now, one of the things that he introduced you to that you felt had some effect on your weight loss was the Age Force fat burner patch. Is that right?
That is correct, yes.
Now, when he told you about the patch, did you believe it? Like, I think a lot of people don't go for the patch because they don't believe it works.
To be honest with you, when Eric tells me something, I pretty much believe everything he says because this is really his area of expertise. He's done this his whole entire life, and I've never been steered wrong by anything he said. So, I mean, yeah, I think you have a little bit of hesitation of, you know, it's a patch, it's, you know, one of those fad type things. And I've taken diet pills and things like that to, that haven't done anything. So the first thing on his list for me to purchase was this weight loss patch and some other things. And so, you know, but I went wholeheartedly into it believing that this was going to work. Otherwise, he wouldn't tell me to take it.
Okay, so when did you put the patch on? At night, in the daytime? How did you use the patch?
I put it on at night. The recommendation is you put it on at night before you go to sleep, and then it stays on for 8 hours.
And so did you notice anything once you started using the patch?
Not at first, not the first night, but as over the course of a few nights, I would say probably maybe within that first week, I had lost at least 5 pounds.
And you didn't, and you hadn't changed anything else other than adding the patch into the equation.
Well, adding the patch and of course the program with Eric and in my diet, so I changed everything around. I think the program that Eric put together was very instrumental in a lot of the weight loss, but the patch was like that little extra layer of
that nudge.
Which you need
that nudge.
To, yeah. Yeah, it's that little extra nudge to kick it off and get your metabolism going. And get you, over that little hump to get you going. So,
and that's what a lot of people, you know, when you think about weight loss products, a lot of people look for a weight loss product that they're going to just sit still, and the weight loss product is going to do all the work. But the reality is, a weight loss product that's effective is going to give you that extra 10 or 15% of weight loss that you would not have experienced had you not used it. But you still have to put some effort into it. Obviously, you can't just.
Oh yeah, absolutely. This isn't one thing. You know, it isn't like. One thing did everything. It was a culmination of, you know, the program from Eric and his company, FiorelloBarbellCompany.com, and, you know, the patch and my diet. So all that stuff helped.
Absolutely, absolutely. And before we go in into this break, are you still using the patch?
I am, yeah. I'm actually taking a few of his patches, to be honest with you. It's kind of like the old lady's potato. You can't just have one. You got to, there's so many different good ones out there that were beneficial for me.
Do you notice your body temperature change when you started using the patch?
Yeah.
Did you notice you were warmer?
Yeah, I feel a little bit warmer, a little flush at times.
Yeah.
Because some of the stuff I wore during the day, like the amino acid patches and the energy patch, I definitely felt, I felt flush and, you can definitely feel your temperature go.
I put a few of those weight loss patches on one day just to see, because the active form of T2 in there will raise your body temperature. And sure enough, I started to sweat about 10 or 15 minutes after I put the patch on. I was like, wow. And that's the thing that's funny about the patches. Most people don't buy the patch because they swear there's nothing in them. Oh, it's just a Band-Aid. It's just a placebo. But you don't tell anybody about the fact that T2 will actually make you sweat, and they put it on. And when you ask them, did you notice anything about your body? Yeah, I felt really warm when I was using it. Well, you know what?
Yeah,
that's
absolutely.
That's not a placebo. You can't magically force your body to go up a degree in body temperature.
No, not at all. Not at all.
Here's what I want to do. I want to take a quick commercial break. When we come back, okay. I want to talk more about some of the other patches you're using. We're talking right now with Dennis Eames. We're talking about his use of the Age Force patch to help him get to his 40-plus pound weight loss, training with Eric Fiorello, a fantastic guy, strong dude. We are going to be talking later in the show with Brett Wilcox about his new book, We're Monsanto, Feeding the World Lie After Lie. This is Superhuman Radio. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
There's something comforting about knowing he's out there.
Government is in place because it assumes that people are too stupid to care for themselves.
By your side.
Government has to take up the parental role of teaching people what to do.
Fighting the good fight.
Government has to get out of people's pantries, first of all. They can't legislate health.
He's Carl Lenore on Superhuman Radio.
The best fat loss patch just got better. Now, the Age Force Fat Burner Patch includes Garcinia Cambogia. Lose body fat even faster. Try it free for 30 days. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Age Force Fat Burner banner ad today. What else do you have to lose except unwanted body fat? Performance counts, especially in the bedroom. Age Force introduces the Ready Now Sexual Performance Patch. Feel 8 hours of increased performance within minutes of putting on the Ready Now patch. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Ready Now banner ad and save 50% off your first order. A special offer from Rob Regish for Blueprint Power Hour listeners. Purchase 1 year of the Blueprint Bulletin and get the Blueprint 3.0 ebook for free. The first 100 subscribers will receive the Superhuman University Add 1 Inch to Your Upper Arms course and another surprise bonus when you order. Go to theblueprintbulletin.com today or click the Blueprint banner ad on superhumanradio.com and get on the road to Gainesville in the fast lane. Extreme Formulations is the only company with a dairy protein product with a disclosed 50% whey to 50% micellar casein ratio. It's Ultra Peptide 2.0. It comes in 9 amazing flavors, including the newest lemon pie and butterscotch. Get free shipping on any order size inside the USA. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Ultra Peptide 2.0 banner ad now. Canadian listeners can also get free shipping on 2 or more jugs of Ultra Peptide 2.0. Don't wait too long because this special won't last. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the banner ad today. If you're taking more than one nutritional supplement, stop. Simplify your supplementation with Bio Superfood, the most advanced nutritional whole food you can buy. Even Olympic athletes have discovered Bio Superfood from BioAge.com. You take just one nutritional supplement to help the brain with focus, memory, clarity, and mood. Bio Superfood has zero toxicity. It is safe with no contraindications. Learn more at BioAge.com or call 877-288-9116. Mention Superhuman Radio and get a 10% discount. You can also go to SuperhumanRadio.com and click the Bio banner ad. Enter promo code SHR for a discount.
Iron Mag Labs is the leading supplement company offering the most hardcore pro-anabolic supplements. Visit IronMagLabs.com and check out our top-selling products. Asta RX, Halo Extreme, Sinustain RX, E-Control RX, Decadrol Max, Ultramale RX. Iron Mag Labs makes supplements that actually work. No hype, no BS, just real results. There's a reason you keep hearing about Iron Mag Labs. Come see what you're missing. Visit Iron Mag Labs at IronMagLabs.com for the most hardcore bodybuilding supplements.
Research on how colostrum improves athletic performance, muscle growth, health, and vitality is undeniable. But finding a reliable source of colostrum is difficult. Now the Superhuman Nation has Immunodynamics. For over 30 years, Immunodynamics has been regarded as both the standard and the source for consistently providing only first 6-hour colostrum, painstakingly processed by continually refined methods to provide the highest biological activity in the world. For a limited time, when you buy Percoba Extra Edge Colostrum Powder, you'll get a bottle of colostrum lozenges and a Fit and Fresh portable drink mixer free. Use coupon code SHR at checkout. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Immunodynamics banner ad today.
Jumping higher, lifting more. It's Superhuman Radio.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. We're talking right now with Dennis Eames about the Age Force patch. You know, a lot of people kind of throw themselves under the bus this holiday season. You know, Dennis, I notice for December it'll be 9 years that this show has been on the air.
Mm-hmm.
Every year starts at Thanksgiving and it doesn't end until New Year's. People pretty much go, you know what, the hell with it. I'm not worrying about my weight. I'm just going to go and do what I want to do and then come out January. You know, they're 2 steps back and then they have to work harder just to get back to where they were. This fat loss patch is a great thing to use now.
Sure, absolutely. Yes.
Instead of throwing yourself under the bus, use it now. Use it during these holidays because
this is the best time to start using them.
Yeah, well, you know what? If you don't gain weight during the holidays, that's a great advantage as opposed to gaining it and then having to try to lose it later.
Absolutely, right. I mean, it was hard for me this holiday season not to eat a lot because my diet just obviously changed. To eat a lot of the stuff that was on the table. It was very, very hard to not to do that, but definitely putting that patch on would definitely get somebody ahead of that curve where, you know, they'd be already losing that weight, so.
What other patches do you use by Age Force?
He has a testosterone patch I take. I take the amino acid, obviously the weight loss, the nitric oxide, and the 10-hour energy patch.
What do you think of the 10-hour energy patch was not a raging success as I would have predicted it would have been, given the number of people who love energy drinks. Do you feel the 10-hour energy patch when you put it on?
Yeah, I did, actually. I was a big coffee drinker and all that stuff, and I definitely felt the effects of this 10-hour energy patch.
When you take it off, does it stop? How long does it take before it stops working?
I believe it's a few hours after the fact of taking the patch off that the stuff starts coming out of your system.
Right, right.
I think he told me that he actually says that where if you have to stop taking it for whatever reason, it's having an adverse effect on you or whatever, to take it off, and then with a few hours your body will come back to normal.
Yeah. And does it ever keep you up at night using that patch?
No, because I usually take it off. I would put it on first thing in the morning before I came to work, and then I would take it off about 4:30, 5 o'clock. So by the time I went to sleep, most of that stuff was out of my system.
Gotcha. Yeah, makes good sense. Anyway, would you recommend to, or do you recommend to people, friends, and family, the weight loss patch?
Yes, actually, I've been referring a lot of people to that weight loss patch. So I think a lot of people work here where I work have vested an interest in losing weight. So they don't know how to get to that point. So I said, well, here's the things that helped me, and one of them was this patch.
Have you heard any of them sing any praises about the patch yet?
I haven't heard if they ordered them yet. I think the one person has ordered them, and she did actually see some results. She said she did lose quite a few pounds actually over a course of a few weeks on that patch.
Now that you've dropped the weight, are you going to start focusing more on strength again?
Yes. Yep. I'm going to try to maintain the weight loss and then start going back up with strength. I got. I'm talking with Eric about how we're going to do that.
Do you have any goals in the upcoming year? Obviously, not necessarily go back to Iceland for the stone, but anything.
Well, that's
like
actually
that?
One of my main goals, to go back to Iceland to complete that. But
really.
Yeah. It's kind of, it's been bothering me for a couple of years now because, like I said, I'm very proud that I was able to lift it, but. You really want to. I'm one of those guys that you got to see it all the way through to the end. So,
yeah, you want to be able to walk around with it.
Right.
Were there other people up on the hilltop that day when you were there?
No, it was just Eric and I. Just Eric and I up there on the hill.
Is there a guide that takes you up there, or do you have to know where
it
is?
No. Basically, you just go up there on your own free will, and I think there's one of the descendants of the original pastor who started this whole thing. He lives there, but he wasn't there that day, so it was just really Eric and I.
Do they say that a lot of people come there for that stone, or is it not very popular?
It's very popular, actually. I think it's probably more popular, obviously, with the strongman crowd than it is anything else. But I think people who know of Iceland or have any the history of Iceland will go there as a tourist site just to see it's got an old historic church there. The descendant, he actually does these beautiful stone carvings of, animals and his descendant. So it's other than just having the stone there, it's actually a very beautiful historic site.
But Iceland is very cold, typically, right?
Typically, but, it's funny, the year that we went, the weather almost mirrored what we had here in New York in 2011. It was kind of like a early spring. It was probably like 40, 50 degrees or so, rainy, snowy. So I was kind of surprised because, you hear Iceland, it's like, oh, it's freezing cold, but
right.
It really wasn't that bad.
Yeah, that's amazing. Yeah, it's pretty interesting. So when would you try to go back?
Once I get my strength back. So I'm going to sit here and dedicate a year to building my strength back up.
What kind of work do you do to prepare to lift that stone? Do you use like the Atlas stones, or what kind of work do you do?
Well, I do squatting. I do a lot of dead stop squatting. I've been doing a lot of deadlifting. And, again, Eric, this guy, for what he's built in his gym, he's got everything. He's got these mock steel stones that he had built for him.
Doesn't he have one that is, that's called the coffin stone or something like that?
Yes. Yeah. He's got quite a few of those. These are actually natural, made out of cement. He's got weight plates inside of them. And I think they're between one's three and one's 400, and he's actually named them coffin. And, when you look at it, you can understand why it's called the coffin, because it's one amazing stone. But he has one made out of steel that's 225 with he's got buckshot inside of it that we do various movements with. We walk
and
with
the one
it,
the one with it. Steel has stems on the top that you could add plates to it too, right?
Yeah. It's got the stems on it, so not only does it have the buckshot, you can also add stuff up on top of it. We've had it, I think we had it fully loaded on the stems, walking with it and lifting out of it. You got a power rack. He's got this apparatus that he built made out of wood that we can do stone lifting from various levels.
What is a dead stop squat?
It's when you get underneath, you put the bar on your squat bar on two different bars. You get underneath it and get into position. You just drive it straight up.
So you're starting at the bottom of the movement. You started from a squat position to push out.
Yeah, basically you're stopping it from a dead stop. You're not getting underneath it and then walking out and coming back down. You're fully getting underneath it and then driving it straight up from the dead stop position.
I would imagine that takes a lot of practice. If you do that cold, you could hurt yourself.
Oh, absolutely. And, again, I have one of the best tutors that taught me how to start doing this. I never knew any of this stuff until I started really talking to Eric about this stuff. And he's the one that really taught me, the first thing, correct form. You don't have your correct form. Like you said, you could easily hurt yourself very, very badly.
Yeah. I would imagine so. That's interesting. Yeah. Well, it sounds cool. And it sounds, I applaud you for, not only the weight loss, but also for the hard work and your desire to go back and walk this stone around. I guess you better check with the, is there a better time of year to go where you have less chance of running into sleeting, cold, freezing rain like that? Or is it pretty much a shot?
Yeah, it's generally between, May and I would probably say around Labor Day as your best chances, of having decent weather where you won't, have all that rain and snow and everything else.
Interesting. Do people at work think you're crazy?
Oh, they know I'm crazy.
They're like, why do you want to do that?
I don't care what they think, though.
Why do you want to go to Iceland to lift a big stone? Can't you find a big stone?
I mean, I got mocked for it, but I'm like, what have you ever done? You haven't done anything.
Yeah, very cool.
But I'm one of those guys. I don't care what they say.
I don't blame
you. It's about
you.
What I want,
Well, listen, tell Eric that we said hello from the show, first
sure.
of all. When you
can, can I plug his website?
Please.
Sure. So there's some great before and after pictures of me on there. He's also, you want to see some great video. There's a great video. He's actually, training an older gentleman, who's had all kinds of health problems and everything else. He's gotten to a very, respectable weight in over 6 months or so. And now he's, he couldn't hold jars or anything. He's doing 45 pound grips. I mean, it's amazing. That's probably better transformation than what I'm doing. But the site is, Fiorello, Fiorillo. barbellco.com, and like I said, there's all kinds of great interviews. There's videos of us lifting stuff. You can see all the stone stuff. You can see the transformation of myself from July till now, and of course this other gentleman he's actually still training with.
Very cool. Listen, thanks so much for being on the show today.
All right, thanks a lot, Carl.
Take care. All right, so stay tuned. When we come back, we're going to be joined by Brett Wilcox, and we're going to talk about his new book, We Are Monsanto, Feeding the World, Lie After Lies. We'll be right back.
This is one of those things I think it's going to be 30 years from now, and people are going to go, oh, damn, this didn't work out right.
He's serving up an all-you-can-eat buffet of brain food.
It's gotten worse for us who are overweight because we're now paying our fair share for things that we didn't have to before.
Get it while it's hot.
The fact that there's only 50% of the population is obese, that means the other 50% is doing something different.
You're listening to your daily dose of wisdom. Superhuman Radio with Carl Lenore.
If you're taking more than one nutritional supplement, stop. Simplify your supplementation with Bio Superfood, the most advanced nutritional whole food you can buy. Even Olympic athletes have discovered Bio Superfood from BioAge.com. You take just one nutritional supplement to help the brain with focus, memory, clarity, and mood. Bio Superfood has zero toxicity. It is safe with no contraindications. Learn more at BioAge.com or call 877-288-9116. Mention Superhuman Radio and get a 10% discount. You can also go to SuperhumanRadio.com and click the Bio Age banner ad. Enter promo code SHR for a discount. People who want the best whey protein in the world turn to WhayNaturalUSA.com. Whey Natural USA produces the only whey protein from grass pasture-fed cows raised right here in the USA. You cannot get the same quality whey protein anywhere else, period. Whey Natural USA is cold-processed through the patented Chill-Rite process, so all the undenatured fractions of whey stay intact. Just pure grass pasture-fed whey in all its natural glory. Go to WhayNaturalUSA.com today and find out what you've been missing. WhayNaturalUSA.com.
Just like Carl Lenore, jumpstart your day with a liquid shot of high-dose vitamin C. Everyone is searching for that magic formula to look better and feel better. We don't claim to have a magic formula, but we do know that more than 1 million people take a shot of our high-dose vitamin C supplement every day. They're rewarding their body with an important nutrient and antioxidant that is sugar-free, gluten-free, and dairy-free. All of these benefits and no side effects. Unlike pills and powders, this high-tech bullet delivers vitamin C directly into your cells. Try Live-On Labs Vitamin C with a 100% money-back guarantee. Save $10 when you order now. Click the banner ad on superhumanradio.com or call 1-866-790-2107. That's 1-866-790-2107. And mention code SHRC to save $10 off each carton. Carl sees the benefits. So will you.
Orbit Nutrition carries over 1,000 of the hottest nutritional supplements, performance enhancers, and nutraceuticals on the planet. And now, Superhuman Radio listeners get an additional 5% off their everyday low prices by using the coupon code SHR5. That's SHR and the number 5. Choose from products like Quest Protein Bars, iForce Nutrition, Iron Mag Labs, and more. Check out Orbit's daily deals for special insane blowout prices. Log on to the Orbit Nutrition Forum and get feedback about the products you're shopping for and get an additional 5% off using the coupon code SHR5. Orbit Nutrition. Fast, reliable, competitive, international. Why shop anywhere else?
Never before has an anti-estrogen been so powerful. The triazole formula is built on a potent all-natural aromatase inhibitor called Pizole, which has been shown in clinical trial to be as effective as a leading prescription aromatase inhibitor. Pizole works in concert with the rest of the triazole formula to control estrogen while simultaneously boosting testosterone significantly. In fact, one of triazole testers had a 120% increase in total testosterone and a 257% increase in free testosterone. Triazole is available at bodybuilding.com, NutriPlanet.com, or where finer supplements are sold. For more information, check out GetDS.com.
Listen strong. It's Superhuman Radio.
Oh, when I woke up tonight, I said I gotta make somebody love me.
Hey, welcome back. Boy, here's a topic that I can really get behind. The book is called We're Monsanto, Feeding the World Lie After Lie by Brett Wilcox. How you doing, Brett?
I'm really good, Carl. Thank you.
You are really good for taking the time to write this book. I've got to tell you something.
Thank you.
I don't know if you're familiar with the show or not, and I didn't have a chance to ask you that during the pre-interview. But I have railed against Monsanto, and I've said some really harsh things about Monsanto, and I do it with regularity because I once got called on the carpet by a listener because I said Monsanto has shortened more lives than any other sinister regime in our history, and someone posted on my Facebook and said, "You can't be serious about that. You're comparing them to the Nazi regime." And I know anytime you say that word, you know, it's like a lightning rod. And I said, I sure compare them to any regime because number one, they're not done yet. And number two, we don't even know. There's no way to do a head count of the number of lives that have been shortened because of the things that Monsanto has promoted in this country and abroad.
That's absolutely right. Every one of us are carrying Monsanto's PCBs within our bodies.
And it goes beyond that. It goes so far beyond that. So let's talk, first of all, how long did you work on this book?
I put this together really pretty quickly. I started probably last February or so, and I had it published by October. And I was searching and reading and researching and doing everything I could to put together a powerful package that would appeal to to mainstream Americans. There's a lot of great books out there that have a lot of heavy science and a lot of research and a lot of big scientific words. And I was going for more mainstream America because I didn't. There's a lot of books out there, and I didn't want to replicate that. I wanted something that people could pick up and get a sound approach to the problem.
And the reality is that that's what it really takes to get the mainstream involved in this discussion, because a lot of us who understand, you know, a lot of the research on glyphosate that's emerging now, my good friend Howard Vlieger, who keeps me up to date with a lot of this sort of stuff, you know, we are early adopters to this message. But the mainstream, there are people out there that I've learned from both the television show that we do here in Louisville now, that still don't understand what GMO is, that there are genetically modified variants of foods out there. Nevertheless, they even have a feeling that they could or could not be dangerous. So it's really amazing how well Monsanto has done the job that they've done, which is not just to create these products, but also to render the masses ignorant of what it is that they do.
Yes, their success is based upon an ignorant public. As soon as more people wake up to what's going on, they will go down, just as they did in Europe when they labeled the GMOs. The market dried up, and that's why they're fighting so hard to make sure that we cannot get GMOs labeled in the U.S.
Which, interestingly enough, I started saying a couple years ago on this show that we will see an end of Monsanto in this country in the very near future. I think within the next 10 years, we could see Monsanto out of business, because it doesn't matter now. The cat is out of the bag to enough people now where there is a pushback. We're seeing their profits plummet now for the first time ever. We see a lot of writing on the wall that they are at a very, very slippery point. And don't become relaxed with that, because what they're now they're doing is turning up the financial heat to gain more strength in on Capitol Hill and align themselves with more politicians to push back. This is what they're going to do. But let's talk about this first of all. This is what really beguiles me. Talk about the mission that started this whole thing, this idea that they were going to feed the world and they were going to bring biotechnology to agriculture in this altruistic way that was going to benefit the world.
That's a fascinating topic. Consider Monsanto from this viewpoint. They are producing a product that virtually no one wants, and absolutely no one needs. And then they saturate it with poison. They saturate the plants with poison, the soil with poison, and so that's what they have to market. That's what they're trying to sell to the world. So rather than go out to the world and say, "Hey, look, our stuff really isn't all that bad. It's not all that dangerous." They turn around and say, if you don't support this, if you don't eat this, if you don't try to help us get this spread around the world, then billions of people are going to die.
Right.
So they went to the absolute biggest lie that they could tell.
And see, Hugh Grant, who is the current head of Monsanto, I believe, said that people like myself and like you, we are elitists who don't care about the populations of the world, that we are elitists who can afford to eat these foods and those foods. And the reality is that the majority of people who don't want Monsanto's genetically modified variants and or their chemical poisons in their bodies are average middle income, middle stream Americans who just don't want an early death.
Yes, and in Africa and in Brazil and in Argentina, you've got peasant farmers who are definitely not elitists who are fighting against Monsanto. You've got 5 million Brazilians who have filed a class action lawsuit against Monsanto.
Yeah, you've got people in India that were committing suicide because their crops were cross-pollinated and infested by genetically modified variants. I mean, but you don't hear that. So this is one of the other things that Monsanto is so good at, right? Over the week, past week, I saw where there was a lot of coverage on Walmart because they're not paying their people enough money or something like that. And then I see a lot of coverage on the fast food industry doing the same thing. So you always see these big corporations being pulled out. And I don't have any dog in that fight. They may not pay people enough. But my point is this. You always see these big corporations pulled out in front of America and said, hey, public flogging, you did something wrong. Then you have the march against Monsanto, this last one, which was only picked up by Al Jazeera. The magnitude of the march against Monsanto was worldwide. You didn't hear one peep about it on Good Morning America, on any of the mainstream media. Al Jazeera was the only news outlet that posted any pictures of it.
Yes, I spoke in the Salt Lake City march against Monsanto and commented that there was no one there from the media.
What the heck? I mean, so in your estimation, does Monsanto have every single politician all the way up to the top, all the way up to this administration head, the president of the United States, in their pocket?
Not every single politician. I know that Senator Kucinich, am I saying that correctly?
I think it is,
He speaks out against the corruption with the involvement in Monsanto in Washington, D.C. And there are certainly many others who have not bought in. But overall, we know that there's a lot of money flowing into Washington, D.C. from Monsanto. And we also know that the revolving door is real. There's at least 35 people that have gone through the revolving door back and forth to Monsanto and the federal government. And so the federal government and Monsanto are actually synonymous terms.
Yes. Yes, I actually said once that separating... well, actually, not just about Monsanto, because there's others in this. There's Syngenta. There's ADM. There's all of these other companies that, you know, Monsanto is kind of like the head of the serpent. But I've said that separating government from that industry is like trying to separate Siamese twins or conjoined twins who share a heart. You have to make a decision which is going to live and which is going to die. There's no easy way to separate them. And that's the real problem here. Let's do this. I want to take a quick commercial break. The book is available at Amazon.com. The book is called We're Monsanto, Feeding the World, Lie After Lie. I'll tell you why this book is important to have. Because as an ambassador of the truth, you will find yourself at parties this holiday where people don't know about this stuff or they have the wrong opinions, and you can get all the right information by reading this book. It's very easy to read. It's very compelling. It's very accurate. It's a great handbook for those of us who want to be able to say something in short and succinct opportunities to convince people that they need to rethink this. Go to Amazon.com. The book is called We're Monsanto, Feeding the World, Lie After Lie. We'll be right back. It's interesting what we consider a reason to get angry.
He's a military strategist on health.
Merck, the pharmaceutical company, killed 55,000 people with Vioxx. They knew that it had a problem, and they sold it to people anyway, and 55,000 plus people died taking Vioxx.
He's Carl Lenore.
Why isn't this current administration going, we need to go to White House Station, New Jersey, where the Merck headquarters is, and send the military in there? We need to bomb Merck, because they killed 55,000 Americans knowing that they were going to kill 55,000 Americans.
On Superhuman Radio.
Where is the outrage about that?
At Superior Hardcore Peptides, we pride ourselves on accurately dosed, high-quality peptides and research chemicals made in the USA. With all the options out there, we dedicated ourselves to providing the best service and the best products for your research. Click the banner ad on superhumanradio.com today and use the discount code SHR and get 20% off our already competitive prices. If you're going to do research, do it with the best Superior Hardcore Peptides. People who want the best whey protein in the world turn to WhayNaturalUSA.com. WhayNaturalUSA produces the only whey protein from grass pasture-fed cows raised right here in the USA. You cannot get the same quality whey protein anywhere else, period. WhayNaturalUSA is cold-processed through the patented Chill-Rite process, so all the undenatured fractions of whey stay intact. Just pure grass pasture-fed whey in all its natural glory. Go to WhayNaturalUSA.com today and find out what you've been missing. WhayNaturalUSA.
Athlete.com. Research on how colostrum improves athletic performance, muscle growth, health, and vitality is undeniable. But finding a reliable source of colostrum is difficult. Now the Superhuman Nation has Immunodynamics. For over 30 years, Immunodynamics has been regarded as both the standard and the source for consistently providing only first 6-hour colostrum, painstakingly processed by continually refined methods to provide the highest biological activity in the world. For a limited time, when you buy Percoba Extra Edge Colostrum Powder, you'll get a bottle of colostrum lozenges and a Fit and Fresh portable drink mixer free. Use coupon code SHR at checkout. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Immunodynamics banner ad today.
Thousands of Superhuman Radio listeners already know how well GLC 2000 works at repairing joints and cartilage, and it's the best price on the market, milligram for milligram. Now GLC Direct is offering a special that my listeners can take advantage of. Buy one, get one free of any GLC 2000 product. That's right. Buy one of your favorite GLC 2000 products and get one free. Capsules or raw powder. Just mention Superhuman Radio and buy one, get one free today. Call 866-452-3473 or click the GLC banner ad on superhumanradio.com. Offer limited to one per household.
Just like Carl Lenore, jumpstart your day with a liquid shot of high-dose vitamin C. Everyone is searching for that magic formula to look better and feel better. We don't claim to have a magic formula, but we do know that more than 1 million people take a shot of our high-dose vitamin C supplement every day. They're rewarding their body with an important nutrient and antioxidant that is sugar-free, gluten-free, and dairy-free. All of these benefits and no side effects. Unlike pills and powders, this high-tech bullet delivers vitamin C directly into your cells. Try Live-On Labs Vitamin C with a 100% money-back guarantee. Save $10 when you order now. Click the banner ad on superhumanradio.com or call 1-866-790-2107. That's 1-866-790-2107. And mention code SHRC to save $10 off each carton. Carl sees the benefits. So will you.
Jumping higher, lifting more. It's Superhuman Radio.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. We're talking about a favorite subject of mine, Monsatan, with Brett Wilcox, author of the book, We Are Monsanto, Feeding the World Lie After Lie. By the way, later in the show, we're going to talk about Brett and his son are going to run 3,000 miles cross country, and they need donations. The donations are to rid the United States, actually the world, right? I mean, are you doing this just for the U.S.? GMO-free USA is really what the campaign is called, right?
It says USA because that's our focus right now. But no, this is not a USA thing. Monsanto spreads far beyond the USA.
Yeah. Let's address a couple lies right up front, okay? These are the important ones. Monsanto claims that they are going to feed the world. In fact, they even have people like Bill Gates behind them echoing that, you know, in order to feed the world, we have to get behind this these Frankenfoods. What is there any truth to that, even a smidge?
Not so far. There may come a day in the future when they're able to perfect the technology to a point where they actually could produce all the promises that they have been promising for the last 20 years. Right now, they haven't been able to come out with one improvement in the food quality. All they can do is make the plant so that it can withstand Roundup, or so that it produces its own pesticide. That's all they've got so far.
Now, I want to ask you a question because this is how I feel about it too. I don't have anything against genetically modified foods intrinsically. I do have something against untested, you know, I mean, rigorous tests, and then foisting it upon a population and letting them be the experiment. What would you say to that comment?
I would say that the more I learn about the GMO subject, the more hesitation I have in saying that anything should be authorized, because we really don't know, and because the genetic process and the genetic modification process is so complex that scientists are just now beginning to understand how. Beyond that, I would say that I live in Alaska, and a topic here that's really important to us is GMO salmon. And for us, we look at the GMO salmon and say, well, wait, who has a right to take the salmon and genetically modify it? Who has right. It's right. Not like any corporation or any government has the right to take something that belongs to Mother Nature. It's the collective commons that we have all inherited. And so if you get a group of scientists together in a laboratory and they change something in the DNA, and we don't exactly know what's being changed because the process is so imprecise and dangerous that it changes hundreds, if not thousands, of genes up and down the DNA sequence with all sorts of side effects and consequences, collateral damage, and then they release that into nature, and then it contaminates nature. Well, you know, that's just wrong. It's just sick to do that. And it's easy to see that with salmon, because it's an animal that a lot of us know and love and care for. It's less easy to see that with, for example, rice, because we don't have that bond with rice. But I would suggest that rice and the other plants out there are just as important as nature's gift to us. And when we start meddling with what nature has produced over billions of years, we are on really, really shaky ground.
Well, and that leads me to this other discussion, right? So Monsanto, through the FDA and the USDA, which you say, well, who gives them the right? Unfortunately, the FDA and USDA are the firewalls for that, and that's a big mistake, because the FDA is possibly the most corrupt organization we've ever seen. But with that being said, I think that a lot of these companies will argue what they call substantial equivalency, right? Which is like, well, look, we don't need to test this stuff. It still looks like corn. It still grows like corn. It's still corn. Isn't that the whole argument, the substantial equivalency that they use as the governing factor for why this stuff should be safe?
It certainly is, and it's based upon pseudoscience, because it was never agreed upon what substantial equivalence even means. Substantial equivalence is a commercial and political judgment that masquerades as if it were scientific.
Hold that thought for a second. Let's talk about something that's substantially equivalent according to the USDA, FDA, and companies like Monsanto. Our genome and a chimpanzee's genome have just one very, very small variation. So 99% of the gene is exactly the same. So under their idea of what is significant, what isn't, we and chimpanzees are exactly the same because we're substantially equivalent.
Beautiful comparison. Going back to the GMO corn, if you put corn, real corn, natural corn, next to GMO corn, it looks substantially equivalent. But the GMO corn is a registered pesticide. That means it kills life. That is not substantially equivalent. And when you've got animals walking up to an ear of corn, a conventional ear of corn, and next to it is a Monsanto ear of corn, and they sniff it, time and time again, animals have refused to eat the GMO corn. Now, I would suggest that maybe these animals are smarter than Monsanto scientists and smarter than the people in the FDA, because they somehow know that what this is in front of them is not even food.
That's amazing. I didn't know that. And you know,
a lot of
animal feeds have corn and wheat in them that have now been genetically modified, and we are now seeing animals developing seizures, developing human-like chronic illnesses, which are being linked back to these chows that are supposed to be better than the foods that they would eat in the wild. But a lot of them have genetically modified corn and wheat in them.
Yeah, most of the corn and soy that is grown is not grown to feed people. It's grown to feed cars and cattle. And so this whole push about feeding the world, very little of what they're even producing is meant for human consumption.
The other thing that frustrates and beguiles me is that we don't have the right to know what we eat. And the whole argument of food labeling, to me, is possibly one of the biggest catastrophes allowed by the Food and Drug Administration on this population. You know, they argue that supplement companies are not providing complete transparency of what's in some of their proprietary blends, and they'll shut down supplement companies. But yet, you have no right, and I have no right to know that there are genetically modified forms of food in our the foods that we eat today. And this is the FDA is supposed to be the firewall for what the American population ends up being subjected to by corporations in the food and drug segments. And they have failed miserably with this one here. We should be able to know. I mean, that this shouldn't even be a debate that we have to vote on whether or not we know that something is genetically modified or not on a label.
Yeah, it's amazing. 64 countries already enjoy the privilege of GMO labeling, and several have outright banned GMO labeling. So this should be a basic right, and that's just the minimum thing that needs to change. The labeling is just to let people know that it's there, but really, when you look at the science and study it closely, you say, wow, this is not something that should be in the food supply, and if it is going to be in the food supply, it would only come after long-term human feeding trials.
And that's the thing that's missing here. So everybody assumes that these companies do rigorous scientific testing on the effects of eating these foods, and even to a greater degree erroneously think that the FDA, I hear people say, well, the FDA tests this stuff. The FDA tests nothing. They rubber stamp these companies' research. I mean, we've seen this with drugs in the past. They test nothing.
Right. I'd like to share an interesting fact about Monsanto and their position on labeling.
Please.
So what do you think their position is?
Well, only because I read your book. They say that they're all for it in your book.
Yes, this is a fascinating thing. Over in Europe, there's an advertisement that came out several years ago, and they said this, food labeling, it has Monsanto's full backing. And then there's a total misperception that we're against labeling. And again, we believe that products that come from biotechnology are better and that they should be labeled. Okay? So this is what they're saying in Europe, and they did that because labeling passed, and what were they going to say after that?
Yeah, right.
So they went for the ride, and they said, yeah, you guys should know, because they knew that that would be the best PR move. Yet, on the other hand, they say, we oppose current initiatives to mandate labeling of ingredients developed from GM seeds in the absence of any demonstrated risks. So in Europe, they're all for labeling, and here they're spending millions of dollars to brainwash consumers to convince them that they would be better off without labeling.
And you know what? And see, this is a sad, sad thing. So some politician know, if we know this, then politicians know it too. So you have to ask yourself, I mean, I used to like Rand Paul until he took a about face on the whole GMO discussion. I don't like him anymore now. You know, these politicians, they don't care. And you know what the worst part is? Their children and their grandchildren are being affected by these genetically modified foods. So they're not only just selling their own souls, they're selling the souls of their offspring, their grandchildren, their nieces and nephew, who are being exposed to these things that are going to cause disease. I want to take a break. And when we come back, I want to talk about the French study, because as you may know, there's some information in the news right now saying that they're recanting that study. Did you see that?
Yes.
I want to talk about that. We're going to take a quick commercial break. In the meantime, you can go to Amazon.com to get the book. It's called We're Monsanto, Feeding the World Lie After Lie. It's a great book, easy to read. Buy it for those of your friends and family who don't get the message. They don't understand it. Buy it for yourself so you can have some of these bullet point items at the tip of your tongue when the discussion comes up this holiday season. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Carl Lenore.
The FDA has exceeded all of its previous levels of being sinister and corrupt by trying to poison this country by forcing us to eat genetically modified foods without knowing they're GMO foods, while trying to obstruct our access to natural foods that are grown right in our hometown.
Empowering the people and telling it like it is.
They're corrupt, they're sinister, they're disgusting. And we're never going to have a politician with any real chutzpah to stop the FDA. That's the sad part. So we have to stop them ourselves. The pressure has to push back. Keep supporting your family farm.
Only on Superhuman Radio.
If you want to outlast, outmuscle, and outperform your competition with a high-powered, stimulant-free carbohydrate source that has zero sugars, you want Carbolin. Carbolin is the original high-performance fuel that will allow you to load your muscles with glycogen in minutes instead of hours. As a pre-, intra-, and post-training supplement, it will give you a hard and fullness to your muscles like you've never felt before. As an endurance supplement, Carbolin has been proven to increase VO2 max by 2.8%. If you want fast absorption and sustained energy without bloating or cramping, get Carbolin. Go to AAEFX.com today.
Thousands of Superhuman Radio listeners already know how well GLC 2000 works at repairing joints and cartilage, and it's the best price on the market, milligram for milligram. Now GLC Direct is offering a special that my listeners can take advantage of. Buy one, get one free of any GLC 2000 product. That's right. Buy one of your favorite GLC 2000 products and get one free. Capsules or raw powder. Just mention Superhuman Radio and buy one, get one free today. Call 866-452-3473 or click the GLC banner ad on superhumanradio.com. Offer limited to one per household.
Eat dessert again with the new 100% natural line of high-protein, low-carb Quest protein bars. I love lemon cream pie and strawberry cheesecake, but you can choose from chocolate peanut butter, coconut cashew, or cinnamon roll as well. No matter which one you try, you'll feel like you're eating dessert. But this is no ordinary dessert. With 20 grams of high-quality whey protein isolate, 17 grams of prebiotic fiber, and sweetened with stevia, these bars will make you feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad to learn more about these clean and delicious protein bars.
From the people who brought you Aura MD, now get a free bottle of beautiful facial moisturizer for women from Trusted Health Products. No parabens, GMOs, synthetic chemicals, or additives. Just pure live botanical oils that will make your face look and feel younger. Your body looks 25, now make your face look the part. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the 100% pure skincare banner ad today. From the people who brought you Aura MD, now get a bottle of the Man Facial Moisturizer for men from Trusted Health Products. No parabens, GMOs, synthetic chemicals, or additives. Just pure live botanical oils that will make your face look and feel younger. Your body looks 25, now make your face look the part. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the 100% pure skincare banner ad today.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in Can-See eye drops. I've been using Can-See for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing. My near vision has improved, and I can read small print from 8 inches. My overall vision is clearer, and the glare from oncoming headlights doesn't bother me any longer. Just 1 to 2 drops a day and the results are visible. You can find Can-See eye drops at wisechoicemedicine.net or call 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936. wisechoicemedicine.net. Can-See eye drops. The name says it all.
You're listening to the Superhuman Channel. We're ripped and we're ready.
Welcome back. We're talking with Brett Wilcox about his book, We're Monsanto, Feeding the World, Lie After Lie. You can get it at Amazon.com. So what about the discussion that these foods are safe? This is much ado about nothing. And these are this is where it gets murky, because people don't want to fight over something that's not worth fighting over. And the mainstream keeps sending us this message that, you know what, these foods are safe. That whole French study was wrong. They used rats that are prone to cancer. Yeah, that's why they use them for cancer research, by the way. Now they're saying that they're recanting the research. What do you know about this?
Seralini used the exact same species of rats that Monsanto used in their experiment to prove that the GMOs are safe and to prove that the Roundup is safe. He actually replicated Monsanto's study, except that he just lengthened it. He made it a full lifetime study of the rats rather than stopping at 90 days. And he found that the problem started to appear at about the 4-month mark. I wonder if Monsanto knew that, and that's why they stopped it.
Yeah, you know what? Because you bet they did. You bet they did that study once, and they threw the rats away and said, we got to do it again, but let's just stop it at 90 days this time. You know that.
Yeah.
I mean, it's terrible. It's terrible. So, in your humble opinion, are there any current genetically modified food stocks out there that are safe to eat? Or, I mean, I'll tell you how I look at it first. I want to throw this in there. And I use this analogy. If you're walking down a city street in New York, you always see these gratings. Some of them lead to cellars and whatever. And sometimes they look really rickety. So you have to ask yourself, is it worth me testing to see if I'll fall through, or should I just walk around it? And I'm the kind of guy who just walks around it, because I don't need to prove myself right or wrong. I rather err on the side of caution. So based on that, I feel like as though we shouldn't be eating these foods until more is known. What are your thoughts on that?
You asked if the foods are safe, and there's many ways of looking at that. We can talk about the health, of course, but then we have to talk about safe for the American economy, safe for worldwide economies, safe for animals, safe for the soil, safe for the pollinators. And when we look at all of these factors, they are absolutely not safe. And so we need to broaden that discussion. And yes, it's important that we do the studies so that we can say scientifically we have proved that these are not safe. But even then, that's not going to stop the industry from saying that they are safe. Monsanto is still saying today that Agent Orange does not cause significant long-term illnesses. They knew back in the 1940s that their Agent Orange and dioxin was killing their own employees. And yet today, on their website, they still make the statement that it does not cause long-term harm. So if they're going to say that about one of the most dangerous chemicals ever produced in the history of the world, you know that they're going to keep saying that GMOs are safe for a good long time.
Okay, so let's talk about something else for a second. Is Monsanto, I mean, how do you reconcile running a company? Like, how does Hugh Grant reconcile running a company that he knows? Clearly, they have to know everything we know. We also know that they're trying to use 2,4-D again because the Roundup isn't working anymore. It's spurned super weeds. We know that the corn borer has become stronger as a result of the BT corn, and they can't kill that anymore. So clearly they know that they're destroying the planet slowly. How does a guy wake up in the morning knowing that he is being compared to some of the most sinister, ruthless people in the world?
That's a great question. I work as a licensed professional counselor, and I try to get into the heads of the people I work with. I've had a special emphasis in batterers, working with batterers and working with the victims of batterers and trying to get into their mindset, trying to understand how they tick and how they think. And I really believe that Monsanto suffers from antisocial personality disorder at a global scale. And antisocial personality disorder does not mean that they're shy. It means that they're criminal. And so it's hard to understand how you can, for example, poison the people in Anniston, Alabama with the PCBs and cover it all up and say, we can't afford to spend $1 to fix this, until other people come in and open it up, and then they're forced to fix it. And you know that they're poisoning people. You know that they're killing people. They know that. I personally don't understand it, but I think it has something to do with $1 billion or so.
Yeah, right, exactly. So do you think that the damage, here's another one of my fears. The damage that's been done is irreversible now. We have crop cross-pollination. My fears are exactly your fears about the salmon, because we know they're going to get loose and they're going to change what salmon is for the rest of eternity. Is it too late? Has Monsanto left their fingerprint on this planet, good, bad, like it or not, forever?
If the trouble with framing it that way is that it invites us to give up and despair. And we really don't know. We do know that Mother Nature is incredibly gifted in protecting itself and making sure that life survives. So I don't know. I don't know that any of us know, but I know that we can't give up. If we give up, then they win.
Recently, a study was done by the University of Illinois, one of the greatest land-grant universities that we have in the United States, showing that GM crops, I think they did corn or soy, I forget which one they did, don't outperform non-GM crops as far as their per acre yield. And in fact, when you take that into consideration with the added cost of seeds, having to drench your crops in these chemicals now, it's actually not only less yield, but more expensive. So the whole thing is a bust for farmers.
Yeah, it's a failed technology on every front. You mentioned the superbugs and the superweeds. The irony here about Monsanto and the product is that every one of their failures turns into another source of income for them. When Roundup fails, they have to go to a stronger and more toxic chemical. When BT cotton fails, they have to come up with Bolgard cotton 2 and then 3. And so the farmers find themselves on the chemical treadmill, always buying the next solution that was caused by Monsanto's previous solution. So every time something fails, they turn around and make more profit off of it, while the world has to pick up the tab and the liability for all of the problems associated with the failed technology.
So where do we see this ending up? What are the endpoints of this experiment on the American human population?
If we compare what Monsanto is doing to, say, what other... let's look at the Western expansion and how we crossed the West. We moved into Alaska. The Russians came to Alaska. They wiped out the sea otter. And then when the sea otter was gone, Russia and America no longer had any value to them. So they moved back to find other resources to exploit. The trouble with Monsanto is that the resources they're exploiting are the earth itself and the water. We know that the Ogallala Aquifer in the Midwest is draining. We know that the topsoil in the Midwest is being poisoned and being killed, being rendered sterile, and that it's blowing away because of the huge monocultural agricultural system that we have going on. So once they've poisoned the soil and poisoned the water and depleted the water, it's hard to say there's anything to move on to after that. And so, you know, they've pretty much damned humanity when it gets to that level. We are going more and more dependent on the chemicals to grow the food because the soil is being depleted and killed, made sterile, so we have to use the chemical fertilizers. And we know that there's a very limited supply of phosphorus, for example, in the world. They are predicting that at some point in the not too distant future, we will run out of that. So when we've got these damaged soils, and that's all that's left, and we no longer have the chemical inputs to add to them, we're going to be in a bad place. And so their whole thing about they're going to feed the world sustainably forever based on what they're doing is, in fact, nothing could be further from the truth. Anytime you plant one crop, the way we're doing with monoculture agriculture, we are vulnerable. We are at risk for famine. Everyone knows that. That is no secret. I mean, you don't have to be a rocket scientist or even a Monsanto scientist to know that monoculture agriculture is a setup for famine.
Why aren't people in the mainstream having this discussion? Why is it left to us?
Well, if you're talking about mainstream citizens, it's because most of us still...
No, I mean the mainstream media. Look, we have right wing, we have left wing. Why, first of all, why aren't the right wing or the left wing getting behind this for whatever their own agendas are? How is it that Monsanto has been so successful at staying off of everyone's radar?
My position is that left wing doesn't matter in this situation. It's not the Republicans, it's not the Democrats that control the outcome of the country or the future of the country. It's the corporations that are pulling the strings behind the government. And all of those corporations need to get their money from the big corporate funders in order to get elected and in order to remain in power. And so whether you're Republican, whether you're Democrat, if you're on the take, and you have to be on the take to really make it at the highest level, then you answer to Monsanto.
Very sad. Now, Monsanto, we're picking on Monsanto fairly or unfairly. Syngenta, Bayer Syngenta, these other companies that are in the same business, are they just as culpable and guilty, or is Monsanto really the worst offender?
Monsanto's the biggest offender. If biggest makes them the worst, then yes, they're the worst. But the other companies use the same tactics, the same marketing, the same, in my opinion, illegitimate patents in order to gain control over seeds, things that they did not create. I mean, seeds have been around here for millions of years, and they can put one little gene in it and say, hey, this is mine now, and you have to pay me forever to use this seed. They're using all the same tactics that Monsanto uses.
So if Monsanto topples, is it pretty much written in the books what's going to happen to these other companies? We'll just start going to the next largest, the next largest, the next largest until they're all gone?
If we don't change the governmental system that we have in place, then nothing really will change. There will always be people that will rise to take advantage of the profit opportunity. And until we, in my opinion, get rid of the seed patents, and that's what we really need to do, because the patents are illegitimate both legally and ethically. And we, I lost my train of thought there, excuse me.
No, but in other words, so they will all end up toppling if we If we can make this happen with Monsanto, then it's just a natural progression that these other corporations won't be able to patent seeds, for instance. And then once they lose that stronghold, then everything else kind of falls apart.
Yeah. Tyranny always falls. The question is when and how it's going to fall. But we're talking about a tyrannical system that is enslaving farmers around the world to multinational corporations and doing it with the blessing of the U.S. government, the U.S. State Department. So this is huge. I mean, I believe that's why the U.S. government supports biotechnology the way it does. The State Department goes out and actively pushes GMOs and the poisons on foreign governments and even sometimes threatens intimidation and ties up foreign aid to the acceptance of GMOs. All of that is done to expand the USA power base.
Yes, the control. And I've said that on this show. The reason this government loves Monsanto, because we can no longer afford to do what we've been doing, which is giving everyone money to be our allies. And there's an old saying, he who controls the food controls the population. You don't have to lift a finger or point a gun to completely control a population. All you have to do is control their food. So, and I've actually said that before on this show. The American government loves Monsanto because if Monsanto's successful, then we will control the world because we'll have control of the food. And that's why this American government is behind them.
The GMO system is a new form of warfare, and it's done in such a benign way. The average consumer looks at the cornfields in the Midwest and sees a beautiful breadbasket of America.
Yeah, amber waves of grain. It's right in the songs we sing.
Absolutely.
You know?
And when you dig down deeper, you find out that those amber waves of grain and the breadbasket is actually being used to enslave other governments around the world and farmers from around the world. This is a form of agricultural imperialism.
I love it. All right, we're going to take our last commercial break, and when we come back, we're going to wrap it up. We're going to be talking also about Brett and his son will be running across country. I've already put the link up on my Facebook page and the Superhuman Radio Network page to help them out by donating some money. We'll talk about that when we come back. Stay tuned.
Throw away those muscle-building rag mags and listen to real health information you can trust.
So right now what's trending is like resistance exercise, CrossFit. So he's like, well, I'm going to write an article that will make all of those people go, what? There are people out there who are trying to convince themselves that heavy resistance training is not good for you. They want to be substantiated by why they don't go into the gym and do any kind of work. In order for you to get rhabdomyolysis, you have to be an extremely well-trained athlete who pushes your body beyond the point of no return. And even then you may not get rhabdo.
Only on Superhuman Radio with Carl Lenoir.
They couldn't get rhabdo if I said, get rhabdo and I'll give you $1 million.
I usually avoid protein bars because they're generally just candy in disguise. But that's all changed now. With Quest protein bars, we can enjoy dessert again without the guilt. With 20 grams of whey isolate protein, tons of prebiotic fiber, no sugar added, and only 2 to 6 grams of active carbohydrates per bar, Quest bars will keep you full and lean. I've never endorsed a protein bar before because I simply didn't trust them. That's all changed with the Quest bar. Not just because of what's in them, but more so for what's not. Go to superhumanradio.com today and click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad. Start enjoying dessert again.
Research on how colostrum improves athletic performance, muscle growth, health, and vitality is undeniable. But finding a reliable source of colostrum is difficult. Now the Superhuman Nation has Immunodynamics. For over 30 years, Immunodynamics has been regarded as both the standard and the source for consistently providing only first 6-hour colostrum, painstakingly processed by continually refined methods to provide the highest biological activity in the world. For a limited time, when you buy Percoba Extra Edge Colostrum Powder, you'll get a bottle of colostrum lozenges and a Fit and Fresh portable drink mixer free. Use coupon code SHR at checkout. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Immunodynamics banner ad today.
Get a free jug of BCAA Extended Performance. That's a $26 freebie when you buy Muscle Gauge Nutrition's Intense, the safest, most effective pre-workout alternative to DMAA. Intense is designed to quickly boost focused energy in a great taste tasting formula free of aspartame or Ace K. Only half the caffeine of top selling concentrated pre workout formulas on the market. Intense delivers unparalleled mental focus and energy to power your workouts. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Intense banner ad and use coupon code SUPER. That's SUPER.
Orbit Nutrition carries over 1,000 of the hottest nutritional supplements, performance enhancers, and nutraceuticals on the planet. And now, Superhuman Radio listeners get an additional 5% off their everyday low prices by using the coupon code SHR5. That's SHR and the number 5. Choose from products like Quest Protein Bars, iForce Nutrition, Iron Mag Labs, and more. Check out Orbit's daily deals for special insane blowout prices. Log on to the Orbit Nutrition Forum and get feedback about the products you're shopping for, and get an additional 5% off using the coupon code SHR5. Orbit Nutrition. Fast, reliable, competitive, international. Why shop anywhere else?
Superhuman Radio has the smartest and most dedicated health and fitness listeners found anywhere in the world. If you're trying to tap this market of greater than 50 million health fitness consumers, you simply can't do better than advertising on Superhuman Radio. Our sponsors tell us Superhuman Radio outperforms other forms of advertising time and time again. If you're tired of wasting valuable advertising dollars and need a new way to build your client base, go to superhumanradio.com and click on the Advertise with Us link. It just may be the best thing you have ever done for your business. People who want the best whey protein in the world turn to WhayNaturalUSA.com. Whey Natural USA produces the only whey protein from grass pasture-fed cows raised right here in the USA. You cannot get the same quality whey protein anywhere else, period. Whey Natural USA is cold-processed through the patented Chill-Rite process, so all the undenatured fractions of whey stay intact. Just pure grass pasture-fed whey in all its natural glory. Go to WhayNaturalUSA.com today and find out what you've been missing. Whey Natural USA.
Get stronger. Feel younger. It's Superhuman Radio.
So on Amazon.com, where the book is listed, we have some reader feedback. It says, Farmer's Wife, great read, well-researched, documentation and photographs create high interest. Pass it on to all your contacts. Monsanto must go. Call your legislators. Support the author. But by We Are Monsanto, feeding the world lie after lies. And also there's a Kindle version for under $10. So there you go. Talk about what your son and you and your son are doing. I actually posted it on my Facebook page and also the Supreme Radio Network page. You have to raise $45,000. What will you do with the $45,000, and what are you doing to raise that money?
We have launched a campaign at Indiegogo.com. That's Indie, I-N-D-I-E, Gogo.com. The campaign went live about 2 hours ago. And that's a crowdfunding campaign where we're appealing to the world to help us out, and not because we want to run across America, but because we are on a mission to improve the food supply and get the word out there about Monsanto and the biotechnology industry. So the money is all going to be used to cover the expenses of the trip. We have to get ourselves down to the LA area from Alaska. We have to get a truck and a motor home and health insurance and car and vehicle insurance and all of the other expenses that are involved in that. We actually figure that it'll cost more than the $45,000, but we're hoping that we'll get some face-to-face donations on the road, and we'll sell a few books, and that'll make up the difference.
Do you think you will be picked up by the mainstream media as you run across country and all of these towns that you run through, because you're literally running against Monsanto? Don't you think that you will be blacked out?
By some stations, yes, but I feel like as we cross the country and as the story grows and as we move towards St. Louis, the capital of Monsanto, and as we move toward D.C., the other capital of Monsanto, I think the story will grow, and I think some mainstream stations are going to want to pick it up.
So really, your whole objective is just to bring attention to the discussion. Get people go, why are they running against Monsanto? Why is Monsanto so bad? So that people start asking the right questions.
Exactly, and we prefer to frame it not as running against Monsanto, but running for a GMO-free
food supply. How long has the book been out now?
2.5-3 months, maybe.
What are some of the responses you're getting? Any of them negative?
We've got, 15 reviews on the Kindle version of Where Monsanto right now. They are all five-star reviews except for three, which I think are they're four-star reviews. I haven't seen anything in the last few days. I haven't checked. So, no, there is nothing out there from anyone who is the least bit antagonistic about the book.
And I would imagine that this is the way a company like Monsanto would want to handle this. They wouldn't want to lash out against you because that would just give gravity to your message. They probably just want to ignore you. There are clearly no shills out there right now.
Not yet, and that might just be a sign that we're still new and we're still under the radar. Eventually, when we get big, Monsanto will respond. And I talked to Dr. Stephanie Senoff, who is a big researcher that talks about the dangers of glyphosate.
She's been on my show a few times, actually. She's a great gal. Yeah.
Oh, beautiful. Yeah, wonderful woman. I enjoy talking with her. And she endorsed the book, by the way. She said that when she started to get critiqued and pulled apart by Monsanto, she said, "Brett, that just means that they're taking me seriously. That is a good thing."
Yeah, yeah. In fact, she was the one who talked to us on this show. I don't remember if it was the beginning of this year or the end of last year, that and explained that Hawaii is a proving ground, a testing ground for all of these genetically modified crops and chemical pesticides and herbicides. They test them there on the Big Island first. And just recently, Hawaii has won a great coup against Monsanto. That's going to restrict their ability to continue to use that as a testing ground because of the exposure to all the population there. Not only these plant variants getting loose, so to speak, and pollinating, but also the chemicals that they have to report every single chemical and how much they spray. And that's still not, in my opinion, they haven't gone far enough yet, but it's a step in the right direction, you know, kind of tweaking their nose a little bit.
I am so inspired by the Hawaiian people. I've made a lot of friends in Hawaii from my island in Sitka, Alaska. I'm in contact with a lot of the people in Hawaii, Kauai, the work that they're doing there, and seeing how hard they are battling to get these people to stop spraying these poisons around their kids, around their schools, around the hospitals, right up to the roads. And there's been a lot of drama there with them passing a resolution with the county council in Kauai, and then the mayor overturned the resolution, and then the county council went back and overturned the veto that the mayor had.
I love that.
So it's been exciting. And it's, you know, this little teeny county council is now on international TV through YouTube and everything. They are really kind of a catalyst to the whole rest of the world. We can watch them doing what the rest of us need to do and want to do. And slowly they are making a big difference and getting the word out. I just love what they're doing.
Yeah, it's inspiring. I just wish some of these states that were voting on labeling, we just need one state to win that battle. Maybe it's Hawaii. Maybe Hawaii can get that on their ballot and vote for labeling. I don't know.
We've got a couple of states back east who have voted for labeling, but there's a clause in there that says other states have to come on board before it would be.
Yeah, Connecticut. Mandated. I think Connecticut and Vermont were one of them, right? One and two.
I believe that's correct. Yeah.
Yeah, and we need some more. We need some more inertia behind that. I really believe strongly that once the genetic variant labeling is required, it will have the kind of effect that you and your son are trying to have, where people will go, "Huh, I wonder what that means now that that's on the label." You know, no
right,
GMO.
Right.
I wonder what that means now that that's on the label. That, you know, Americans are not innately dumb. They just are so busy. They have to pick their fights. It's like when they start seeing that stuff on this box and that box, then they start digging for answers, and then they find, and they go, "Oh, you know what? I don't want that GM stuff." And sure enough, we will see it go away. We have to win that battle. We have to win that battle. That is really a turning point for us if we can win that battle.
It is a turning point, and I love all the work that all the GMO activists have done thus far, but I wonder if we've done a little bit of disservice when we battled in California and battled in Washington. I wonder if instead of saying, "You have a right to know," or "We have a right to know," instead of going for that, maybe we should have said, "Look, this is what Monsanto has done in the history of the world. These are the crimes. These are the atrocities." And so it would become more than just a right to know. It would be, you need to know. And not just because there's potential health risks contained in the GMOs themselves, but because when you purchase a product produced by these companies, you are putting money back into those companies so that they can go out and commit further atrocities.
Hmm. That's an interesting angle on it. Very, very interesting. Listen, Brett, I want to thank you so much. It took a lot of work to do this book. It's a great book. It's on Amazon.com. We're Monsanto, Feeding the World, Lie After Lie. This is a great handbook because it puts everything in one spot. We'll be using this book on the show, I can guarantee it. It answers all of the lies that are propagated out there for why Monsanto and its food variants are available today in this country. Good job, and good luck to you and your son, too, by the way.
Thank you so much, Carl.
Take care. All right, so there you have it. Also, I want to thank, Dennis Eames for coming on and talking about his experience with the Age Force Fat Burner Patch. There is a banner ad on SuperHumanRadio.com right now where I believe you can get a buy one, get one free. So check that out. We'll see you tomorrow with more Superhuman Radio. Thanks for listening.
Carl Lenore.
The brainless people at the FDA need to be convinced that arsenic is not good for humans to consume. Because the FDA feels a little bit more research needs to be done before we're considered that this particular arsenic is dangerous.
Only on Superhuman Radio.
This is the Superhuman Channel, where we use oxygen for the power of good.